accession number 210124, reel 4.
Herbert Weber, reel 4.
Thank you. One, I'll give you some vivid recollections of my service in the Middle East as a synopsis at the end. I'll carry on from our duties in Haifa. We were billeted under canvas in an orange grove, I remember that. And we had to keep the signal communications going between various units that were trying to keep order. And then I had an interview with the CO before I left. And subsequently, by train, I went down to Port Said in Egypt after a night or so at a staging post. I managed to get onto the troop ship. It was a Polish boat called the Batory, and from there we sailed to Malta to Marseille, no, Toulon, Malta to Toulon. There we caught a train back right across France. We went by train to Dieppe. Then we caught the ferry to New Haven. Another train up to Aldershot, where I spent my last night in the army. The next day was at the joy of getting my demob suit and papers. And I came home, I think, on the afternoon of November the 28th.
Did you have any after effects of serving in the war?
Well, I've always had a bit of back trouble, but they don't seem to take any notice of it. It's been diagnosed as something arthritis, osteoarthritis, and they said my trouble, they say, has nothing to do with my service in the war. Sometimes I think I'll make a second application, but there's such a lot of furore to do anything about these government things that but I could do with a bit of extra money now.
How do you feel now about having served in the war with the
Royals? I've no regrets. Now, I came back a different person to what I went.
In what sense?
Well, I was out of confidence. You see, when I went, I was just a timid only boy, really. It was only my mother and I lived at home. Anyhow, my mother was very surprised to see me. She was very deaf, my mother, and deaf people rather tend to live in a world of their own. And she said, "I thought I'd never see you again." And she was very surprised to see me. But, of course, the war had taken its toll with the food rationing, I think. I don't think she had all she should have had, living on her own. She had some quite good neighbours. But we paid a visit to Essex, to my aunt. My aunt had died the previous year, and she left us a small legacy. And we had one or two things to collect as well, personal items. We went down there, stayed with a cousin, came home and she had a cold, Christmas 1945, and it developed into pneumonia. And she must have been at a very low ebb, because I called the doctor on the Sunday, and he prescribed M&B tablets. Have you heard of those?
Yes.
They were a sort of a strongish drug at the time. Anyhow, they didn't suit her, and she didn't get any better. I went to see this, asked for the doctor to come to see her on the Monday, I think it was, and he never came. And we had a nurse live nearby, so she was a great help, and our neighbours were a help. But Tuesday night, about 2 o'clock Wednesday morning, she passed away. So really, I look upon that error of my Asian service group. It was fate. It was meant to be. So, of course, I was very shocked, but I wasn't very well myself after the war. I had a bad ear. Anyway, thanks to some good friends, I came through and started life on my own. Stationed in Alexandria, there's a lot of Roman remains there, particularly the catacombs. And of course now, even now, they're trying to explore some of the old harbour, which is with some Roman ships in, aren't they? Anyhow, in Persia, have you heard of King Nebuchadnezzar?
Yes.
And the writing on the wall? Well, that's a fact. That is at Kermanshah, written on the cliffs alongside the main road. I visited Qum, a holy place to the Persians. I also visited in the desert the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which now they dispute where they are. That's quite interesting. And while I was in the Lebanon, they gave us leave. Two lots of leave, one in Persia where we stayed at a place called Corinne, but the most important leave of the Middle East for service was when we were in Beirut. No, we weren't. We were in we were near Tripoli in the mountains of Lebanon. And at the end, we had some leave in a purpose-built leave camp right on the edge of the water at Beirut, which we enjoyed very much. So you see, really, with the army, we didn't have a bad time. And I'm nearly finished. I just want to put one more point, that from Beirut, they organised visits to the Holy Land, and we were privileged to get on one of those visits for two or three days, I think. And we went to Jerusalem and Bethlehem, Nazareth, and visited some of the churches and places connected with our Lord. So that sort of gave the thing a little bit of shine.